Hello, hello, hello. It is 305, 302, 302 in 20 seconds. This is Alex, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As you probably know, if you're a regular listener of the show, usually this is Joyce the Voices slot. My name is Alex. My show is called Cloudberry Farm, which is going to have a new time this coming Thursday. We're going to find out what time that show is. But until then, I'm here for the next couple hours. We're going to listen to some post rock. It's going to be a nice little time. Sorry to disappoint that Joyce isn't here, but I'm going to try to catch you up. We're gonna do well. We're gonna try to do justice to Joyce's show. So first, we're gonna listen to some Caspian. We're currently not listening to Caspian. This is actually Jai Ho by A.R. Rahman from Slumdog Millionaire playlist. The soundtrack there. But let's listen to Live at Old South Church by Caspian. It's a great album. I'm feeling the post rock vibes a little bit today. So let's enjoy it together and then see where the rest of the show takes us. I'll be here till 5, so we're gonna see what happens. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to that. Thanks for humoring me, everyone. We just listened to Caspian's album live at the Old South Church, particularly like Caspian, because they're from my hometown of Beverly, Massachusetts. The tracks we heard were Last Rites, The Dove, ASA, and Concrescence. Concrescence? I don't know. Whatever. Right now we're listening to The Cool Kids, Cinnamon instrumental from Gone Fishing. We're going to get mixing things up a little bit, not as much post-rock as we heard earlier. That beautiful album, though, gotta love it. Here's a request. Thanks for coming, everyone. Shout out to Hunter for the request on that one. That was Ginger and the Ghost. From that song was One Type of Dark, the Taku remix. We're listening currently. The instrumental is Mos Def, The Panties. Thanks, Mos, as Currency the rapper says. The beat is consistent with the fact that Mos did it. We always know the beat's consistent with the fact that Mos did it. Thanks for coming. Just a reminder, if you're here for Joyce the Voice, she is not in today. It's just me. My name's Alex. My show is Cloudberry Farm, which will have a regular time this Thursday. We're going to find out what that is. This past semester, it was Mondays at 10 p.m. Nope. Mondays at 8 p.m. I don't know why I said 10. I was looking at the number 10 on the wall. That's on me. We have a special guest in the studio today.
Hey, everyone.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name's Adam. My name's Adam Lodgers. Tusk student. Beautiful day outside today, right,
Alex? Mr. Adam Lodgers loves this beautiful day. It's actually fun to be in the studio at this time of day because I'm really not used to it at all, just because my shows are usually at night, and I've also had shows really early in the morning, so usually the sun is either setting, has been set, or is in the dusk form. So being here during, like, full-on daylight is actually a little bit weird for me.
Love it.
Love it. Gotta have it, that's how you gotta do it. So if you're interested in hearing a particular song, I'm here for the next hour and 15 minutes. Please call in and let me know what you want to hear. Just a little reminder, though. Here's a little public service announcement from Tufts Health and Educational Radio. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all recorded history is 0.
Boom.
This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, Tufts Educational Entertainment, Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform, everybody. Let's let Mose play us out, and we'll find another song to play. Stay with us. Thanks for coming.
I'm a defiant man and unassured. Defiance is just self-assured. I'm half crazy, maybe, I'm not sure. But when it comes to you and me, for that matter, anything, reality is bound to change. So maybe I'm not sure. Every day I see you walking by. I used to shout and curse the sky. Nowadays I could care less, and I don't picture her undressed.
That was Completely Unsure by the Dingo Babies from the album Breakfast. We actually had the Dingo Babies into the studio last year. No, two years ago. 2 years ago, I had them in for an interview. Yeah?
I'm a Dingo Baby.
We are the Dingo Babies. Don't let a dingo eat your baby. Dingo Babies, Boston area band. They record in Mission Hill. They are wonderful. If you're ever listening, looking for a good band, they just put out a nice new EP called Aliens. I played, they got a song called Shia LaBeouf. That one's fun.
Alex, I have a question. Aliens, do you in fact believe in aliens?
I do believe in aliens, actually. I strongly believe in aliens. Here's why. The Earth is such a small, small part of the galaxy, right? And the galaxy is just such a small, small part of outer space, right?
So small.
So how can it be possible that we're the only life out there?
It's not possible.
It's not. It's impossible that because we are part of an infinite galaxy.
Did you hear about the simulation theory article that came out?
No, tell me about that.
So it was essentially, statistically, the chances of us being in simulation right now, there's a higher probability that we are in a simulation than not. And the idea is that our future ancestors have already basically created consciousness. And if that's the case, then they could replicate it and put us in little boxes like Rick and Morty.
So we're like in the Matrix right now?
We are, Alex.
Okay. Well, Rick and Morty. Okay, let's talk about Rick and Morty briefly for a minute, okay? Because Rick and Morty is one of those shows that drops constant knowledge bombs, right?
Big knowledge bombs.
But it's like, it's a political show. Because think about it. It's a political show and it's a philosophical show. They do have a philosophy. They're a little nihilist. Right? I have a particular quote that I'm thinking of. Let me find the quote online. While we're talking about that, Grant, do you want to like describe Rick and Morty to our listeners?
Yeah. So I'm pulling it up right now, actually. I'll give you guys a good little description of the show. But it's basically the protagonists are is a science grandpa of the other protagonist.
Science grandpa.
Science grandpa of the other protagonist, and the science grandpa takes his grandchild through some pretty wacky stuff. They go into the future, they go into the past, they talk to aliens. It's super cool and like scientific and super funny. But at the same time, there are a lot of like really, really intense undertones, and they do drop some major knowledge bombs. It's pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, I would a good like 11 out of 10.
So I actually found the thing that I was looking for. So what I found is, it's an existentialist perspective from Rick and Morty, taken from this one quote from one of their episodes. It's Morty, who's the kid, talking to his older sister, who's never really, her name's Summer. She's never really involved in any of their shenanigans, right? Their hijinks, because Rick doesn't really trust her. So Morty says to Summer, "On one of our adventures, Rick and I basically destroyed the whole world, so we bailed on that reality and came to this one, because in this one, the world wasn't destroyed, and in this one, we were dead. So we came here, and we buried ourselves, and we took their place. And every morning, Summer, I eat breakfast 20 yards away from my own rotting corpse. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's gonna die.
I belong somewhere.
Come watch. Where do you belong?
I belong to my parents."
You belong to your parents. So that's a very... Okay, so let me finish my thought, and then we're going to come to that, because that's very interesting. This statement is pretty much exactly what Jean-Paul Sartre, the American way of saying Jean-Paul Sartre.
Wow, Alex, you're French.
Oui, oui.
He
said, every existing thing is born without reason, prolongs itself out of weakness, and dies by chance. Which is exactly the same as nobody exists on purpose, every existing thing is born without reason, nobody belongs anywhere, prolongs itself out of weakness, everyone's gonna die.
I didn't choose to be born.
So nobody chose to be born, but you were born to your parents, so you think you belong to your parents. That's interesting. Can you speak more about that?
Well... Right, so belong is a metaphor to describe some worldly phenomena, right? That basically means like you are theirs, and that your existence is only the existence that your belongers choose. And in my life, my parents, I belong to them as I owe them all my gratitude and all my love.
Okay, you owe them your gratitude and your love, but based on what you said, you have to do exactly what your parents tell you to do.
We have a weird relationship.
Do you want us to talk more about that, or save that for the psychiatrist's office?
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
Okay, fair. Okay, I want to thank Jay Dilla and Common and D'Angelo for that last track. We have been listening to So Far To Go, those regular listeners of Cloudberry Farm, which is my regular show.
Can we talk about Cloudberry Farm a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know your show, Alex. I'd like to hear a little more.
Okay, so my show is called Cloudberry Farm.
Can you talk about the conception of the name?
Yeah, so let's talk about the conception of the name. Actually, you know what? It's from a song that I really love and hold near and dear. Would we like to listen to that song on this radio station right now?
Obviously.
Oh, sounds great. So the origin of the song, of the name Cloudberry Farm, comes from my favorite musician of all time. His name is Chadwick Stokes. I hope you enjoy. Let's get to it right now.
Just don't drink the black bottle. It just don't get you anywhere. Not unless you want the westbound train that is no more. And we don't want you going there. Don't drink the black bottle. It just don't get you anywhere. Unless you want the westbound train to ease no more, then we don't want you going there. We're gonna go Cloudberry Farm, where somebody's gonna let you in, and there ain't a lot around to wait. Thank you.
Don't Drink the Black Bottle. That was Black Bottle by Chadwick Stokes, and is the origin of my, is the name, that's where the name of my show comes from, we'll put it that way. Grant, were you satisfied with that?
I was, like, pretty satisfied.
Okay, okay. So you thought it was a good song?
Oh, it was a good song.
Okay, great. So that's kind of how I want to set the tone for my radio show. Mm. So Cladbury Farm is kind of a place where you can get a little field to plow, where no one's going to ask your name and there ain't no one you got
to
see.
Can you say that? What did you say?
Field
to plow?
A little field to plow.
Field to plow.
Which is metaphorical, like, to me. It's it can be a literal field, but you know how in Voltaire's Candide,
at the very end,
they say, now we must cultivate our garden.
Huh.
When you cultivate your garden, it means bettering yourself in any way or doing anything that you enjoy.
Got a little tomato garden back at home.
That's, hey, you can cultivate a literal garden. That will get you where you want to go. The point is to not be idle.
Mm.
The point is to be able to do something that makes you a better person.
Uh-huh.
Making you a better person can be tied to lots of different things,
What do you think about cheating?
Cheating on what?
On tests.
Cheating on tests.
Does that make you a bad person?
I think context is everything in a lot of cases. I think it's it's foolish to be dogmatic about anything.
Hmm.
Which you could argue is a dogma in itself, which is interesting. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. For the moment, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, Jay Dilla, for the current instrumental that we're listening to, Gangsta Boogie. But let's keep talking about this.
Hmm.
So cheat.